Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second week of March. Here in Canada, the daylight saving time started this past weekend. The day has already been getting longer, but now, with the time change, the sunset time has been pushed to 7 p.m. and all of a sudden, I am thinking more of summer than winter as I walk down the street. Last Friday, March 8th, was the International Women's Day. Did any event take place around you to celebrate the day? In the west of Ottawa, there is a district called Kanata, and it's home to many tech companies. Last Thursday, my friend was presenting at a Women's Day panel held inside the community of tech companies called Kanata North. And because the event was open to everyone, I also went there to support my friend. I don't think I have shared this with you on this podcast, but before I became an author, I spent a little over a decade studying math. During that time, as a minority gender, I encountered many barriers, some of them harder than the others, and I became a very passionate advocate for an inclusive workspace in science. The panel event was very insightful, and I got many new ideas to look at this challenging topic. After the panel event was a networking event. I was a little nervous about this part because I wasn't somebody who was working in a tech company, but I did walk around the room introducing myself as an author. Surprisingly, at the end of the day, I didn't feel like an outsider. Maybe it was because the people there were open-minded. Maybe because I truly cared about the topic discussed in the room. In any case, I left the room that day thinking how I could contribute to a community like this as an author. It was a very good experience, swimming outside of my comfort zone. What has been your most recent experience of trying something outside of your comfort zone? What was it like? In today's story, I am taking you to another of my childhood memories. I was 7 or 8 years old when a new bookstore opened near my parents' house. When you are at that young age, whatever you experience for the first time leaves you a very strong impression. The day my family visited the bookstore for the first time, my father said something to me. That's something I still think about when I visit my hometown and go to the bookstore. What memory of a fun, unforgettable first encounter might be brought back to your mind as you listen to this story? I hope that you will enjoy it. The Little Footprints. When I was about 7, a new bookstore opened near my house. In the suburb where we lived, we didn't have many bookstores, most of which were secondhand, so the news of a new first-hand bookstore sparked interest in all of us.
One weekend afternoon, shortly after the store opened, my family made our first visit. As we got off the car, I saw a large one-story building with plenty of windows. That's a bookstore? I'd never seen such a big one before. As we walked through the entrance, the smell of new books tingled my nose. But before I could say anything about it, my father drew my attention. "Sweetie, look here," he said, pointing to the floor. "What do you see?" I thought it was strange to look at the floor inside a bookstore, but I did as he requested. On the dark brown floor, I spotted tiny yellow footprints. Footprints that looked like those of toddlers. Starting from where we stood, they seemed to continue further into the store. "I see footprints," I replied, my brows pinching with confusion. "But why are there footprints? Why don't we find out?" My father grinned. "Let's follow these footprints." Though still confused, nudged by my father, I started following the footprints while my father walked behind me. The yellow footprints rounded corners a few times, then eventually led to a carpeted area where they disappeared. "They're gone!" I looked up. The shock of losing the footprints was quickly replaced by delight. "Children's books!" "Now you see what these footprints are for," said my father, standing next to me. "Whenever you come here, you just need to follow these yellow footprints to find children's books." It didn't take me long to remember the passage to the children's book section. The store had a spacious design and wasn't too complicated after all. Despite that, every time I went to the store, I liked to purposefully focus my attention on the floor and follow the yellow footprints. The surprise that waited at the end always reminded me of the first visit.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.